This weekend, you can catch two familiar faces that come back to the San Antonio Symphony. You can also listen to a string quartet at a dive bar and then take a cinematic journey with cowboys at the Briscoe Museum. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan has all the details.
The San Antonio Symphony's Jenna Jernigan says a pair of crowd favorites return tonight and tomorrow night.
So Maestro Sebastian Long-Lessing, who is our music director, will be returning along with Olga Kern on the piano, who was our artist in residence in the 2017-2018 season. So we're really excited to have both of them back.
The symphony will be playing some real classics.
Some selections from The Gadfly by Shostakovich, as well as Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1, as well as Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet Fantasy.
They're playing at the Tobin, but they've also got some little pop-up concerts you might want to go to around town.
Right. Musicians from the symphony are out and about. They play at public libraries. We started January 11th and go all the way through May. But this weekend, they'll be at the Maverick Library, the Las Palmas, and the Cortez.
While the performances are geared to the young, the not-so-young should enjoy it as well, as the musicians answer questions.
How does the instrument work? How did you learn how to play the instrument? We're happy to answer and really get to know our musicians.
Then on Saturday night, perhaps the most unusual event of the weekend.
It's an event that brings together two different worlds. One is classical music, and the other one is dive bars.
That's Alvaro del Norte, and in case you're not sure you heard right,
one is classical music, and the other one is dive bars.
Del Norte is known for pairing unlike musics with his band.
My band, Piñata Protest, brings together punk rock and Tex-Mex music, and that kind of started in the same way this event kind of started, which is my love of two different worlds, and I thought, hey, why not bring them together and see what happens?
As to how the four-set event will unfold at High Tones, he lays it out.
We're going to include a string quartet to start off the event. We're going to have a great friend of mine, Jaime Ramirez, on piano. He's going to be playing stuff by Rachmaninoff, Debussy, Beethoven. And then he's going to be joined by a cellist. We're also going to have a classical guitarist perform a set. And we're going to end the night with an opera singer.
How should you dress?
Suit and tie, top hat even. Or they can come in shorts and t-shirt. There are no rules.
Then on Sunday, Meredith Balzan says you should head to the Briscoe Western Art Museum for a fascinating film.
The documentary is called Cowboys, A Documentary Portrait.
There aren't too many cowboy documentaries because, by definition, cowboys work in the middle of nowhere where there are few cameras.
Right. John Langmore actually spent 6 years at some of these most remote ranches. This particular project, he was on 8 of the largest ranches in America in some of the most remote locations, and that's over 10 states.
She hasn't seen the documentary yet, but the trailer stuck with her.
How tough you have to be in order to sustain that lifestyle is really what hits home when you just see the trailer. Some of these people get excited, the young guns get out there and want to make it as a cowboy, and they can't because the life's so rugged.
There's a $10 charge to get into the film, but that also gets you into the museum with both old and new exhibitions.
We just opened our Women of the West Gallery. It's a great gallery. I would highly recommend come seeing it.
I got a look. It's quite excellent. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.